All right, everybody. How's it going? The topic of this video is high fructose corn syrup and mercury. And specifically, why is it in there? There was a study that was published in 2009 in the journal Environmental Health that found a significant number of the high fructose corn syrup, the brands of this high fructose corn syrup that are on the market, are contaminated with mercury. So the news picked that up and glossed over it. You know, the corporate media usually doesn't dig too deeply into these type of things. So they just say, oh, you know, it's a slight contamination, some samples contaminated with low levels of mercury. But you know, I was thinking, why is there mercury in high fructose corn syrup? Why should it be in there at all? And got to reading and looking into it and found that it's actually just made with it. That, you know, even calling it contamination is kind of generous. It's more like an ingredient. Let's say it's an ingredient, and I'll tell you why. Because it's the lye, L-Y-E, not L-I-E, which they are liars too, but the sodium hydroxide chemical that they use to, as part of the process to make the, to extract the sugar out of corn. So extracting the sugar from the corn to make high fructose corn syrup is a complicated chemical process. It's done in a factory. It's an industrial process, and so the sodium hydroxide that they use, the majority of that sodium hydroxide is made by a process called the mercury cell process. It's an electrolytic process that uses mercury as an electrode. So this stuff is literally an ingredient of HFCS is made with mercury. So you've got mercury basically one step removed from the actual cooking up of the stuff that goes in your food. Now, why anybody would think that this was an acceptable thing to use an ingredient that's made with mercury and put this in our food, I don't quite understand how any human being could think that cooking with mercury is a good idea. We've known for a long time it's a potent neurotoxin, even in very low quantities. So, yeah, don't ever eat high fructose corn syrup again, please. I mean, I've completely eliminated it from my diet. It's in so many different types of foods. Why do you need your fruit juice to be sweetened with mercury-contaminated corn syrup? Is it really necessary? No, of course it's not. Fruit juice is sweet enough as it is, but it's also expensive, so, you know, they want to put, like, this much fruit juice in your drink, and then water, and then a bunch of high fructose corn syrup, artificial coloring, and other kinds of garbage in there, and then they call that juice. So, there you go. You know, bottoms up, drink your mercury. But, you know, as the media says, it does improve children's behavior. The famous news clip, I don't know, one of the corporate stations came out with this baloney. Oh, it was a study in the journal Pediatrics, like a prominent medical journal, actually came out and said mercury in vaccines may improve children's behavior. Right? So this is the problem with epidemiologic studies is, you know, you can infer relationships, they infer causal relationships where they don't exist, or, you know, I don't want to criticize epidemiology as a science, you know, the study of populations, but it's very difficult to unravel the factors that go into these things, like children's behavior. I mean, so many different factors affect children's behavior. So to say that children who have received vaccines with mercury have improved behavior is such a intellectual leap that, you know, I'd be very, it's impossible for them to tease out all the confounding factors that would you know, affect children's behavior. Like, you know, maybe families that vaccinate their children also have certain environmental factors that are, you know, coincidental. So for them to infer a causal relationship there is idiotic, and it's more Mercury propaganda, basically. You know, the chemical industry, the biotech, big agribusiness, the government, you know, these people all have a vested interest in brain-damaging children and putting cheap chemicals in place of real food. So for lots of different reasons, they all want you to drink mercury and basically be poisoned. So don't believe any of that bull. Why not just drink sugar? What's wrong with plain old sugar? Is plain sugar really that expensive? I mean, you go to the grocery store and get a big old bag of sugar for like a couple dollars. Organic cane sugar. It's fine. And then, you know, how much is one spoon of sugar out of that $3 bag going to cost you? A few cents? Can we not afford a few cents extra in our juice if it has to be sweetened with something at all? I mean, to me, fruit juice is sweet enough to begin with, but if you have to dump some sugar in there, you know, will you pay 3 cents more for your soda or for your for your fruit juice if it's not going to have mercury in it? So bottom line is, majority of high fructose corn syrup is contaminated with unknown levels of mercury because you've got different processes for making the sodium hydroxide. Some of it is made by a cleaner membrane process, and some of it is made, the majority of it actually is still made by the mercury cell process. So we can assume that the majority, or at least some significant portion of the high fructose corn syrup is going to be contaminated with mercury. It all depends on the quality controls in the factory and a lot of different things. So unless there's going to be a thorough investigation, which to me is pointless, why investigate? You're eating toxic chemicals. Just stop doing it. Stop feeding the garbage to your children, and then, you know, problem solved. If it's not mercury, it's probably going to be contaminated with a bunch of other junk too, because the process for manufacturing this stuff is complicated. And you don't need it. You don't need to eat it. Eliminate these chemicals from your diet. Eliminate them from your life. And let's together eliminate them from store shelves by not buying it. If people don't buy the stuff, if people start to wake up and actually read those labels and say, I'm not going to buy this garbage, I'll go buy a piece of fruit, a whole piece of fruit instead. Wow, this problem would evaporate, literally. They would just stop selling it. You know, the almighty dollar is what they care about. And the high fructose corn syrup, that's the reason they put it in your stuff, because you don't know the difference. And they make a few cents extra on their probably more than a few cents, actually, because the difference between pure fruit juice and, you know, you get a jar full of fruit juice, maybe one or two pieces of fruit, well, that's going to actually cost them a dollar to put a couple pieces of fruit in that bottle, compared to a few cents worth of fruit, a few more cents worth of chemicals and artificial flavors and colors, and the rest water. So you've got the profit margin between pure fruit juice and chemical garbage is quite a big difference. And the reason they're able to get away with this is because people don't read, because people are too dumb to pick up that label and turn it over and read it, and also people are too trusting. And people trust the chemical industry and the government, apparently. The government knows what's good for you, and they, you know, between Archer Daniels Midland, ADM, the big agri company, and the federal government, they've decided that, well, we're going to poison you with high fructose corn syrup. And, of course, the government doesn't care if there's mercury and everything. I mean, they say it's good for you and your shots, you know. They're here to help. That's right. You know, flu shots with mercury, it's good for you. There's no evidence that mercury is harmful. I've got a great, being sarcastic, obviously. Mercury's been known. I mean, you know the expression, mad as a hatter? Yeah. Mercury kills neurons in low concentrations. And I have a great video on my blog, which I'll pull up in a bit, of a real-time video of mercury killing a neuron in a solution. So they've got a live neuron. I believe it was University of Calgary in Canada, or some university in Canada. They've got a video of a live neuron, and then they put a little mercury in this solution, and then you watch the neuron in time lapse. You watch it wither and die and demyelinate and come apart, and that's what's going on in your brain. And I don't care what the stupid chemical industry and big agribusiness says. I'm not drinking that poison, and I recommend you all stop drinking it too. And especially don't give it to your children. Their little developing brains cannot handle the mercury. But mercury is a big deal. And, you know, well, high fructose corn syrup and vaccines are dangerous. There's no question about this in my mind, that anything that has any detectable amount of mercury should not be introduced into your body in any way, shape, or form. People make all kinds of arguments about, well, organic mercury and elemental mercury is less toxic. You've got ethyl mercury and methyl mercury being two forms of organic mercury. Methyl mercury is probably the most toxic form of mercury. Elemental mercury is less absorbed in the gut, but still toxic. So any form of mercury is bad. It's that you just don't want any type of mercury. So rather than playing little mind games and doing mental gymnastics about which forms of mercury are worse than others, let's just not use anything with mercury in it. Let's not use it as an ingredient in our soft drinks and in our bread, and then they put the high fructose corn syrup in everything. But what I was getting at here, as far as mercury goes, if you have dental amalgam, if you have silver fillings in your mouth, this is far more dangerous. If you have any dental amalgam, this is going to be your primary source of mercury exposure. Get those fillings removed. I had one silver mercury amalgam filling in my mouth. I had the thing removed years ago because I kept having this metallic taste in my mouth, and I had it since I was a kid. It never dawned on me until I was a grown-up and started to kind of think for myself that, oh, this metallic taste in your mouth, that's actually because you have a piece of metal in your tooth. Well, you know, I started researching this and came across this video from International Association for Oral Medicine and Toxicology. These dentists and orthodontists put out a video. You can look it up. It's called the Smoking Teeth Video. If you go on YouTube and type in Smoking Teeth Video, you will find a video. This is also on my blog, 1776now.org. You can go there and look it up also. Look up a Smoking Teeth Video, and you will see and learn that the mercury, that these silver amalgam fillings, they're silver and mercury, they're approximately half mercury. Okay, and over the life of the filling, all the mercury will outgas in the form of mercury vapor and will contaminate all your tissues. And they've got documentation of this. They have extracted teeth with mercury fillings, and they have a method of viewing the mercury vapor as it comes off the tooth. And what they use is an ultraviolet light and a phosphor screen, and the backlighting, or the mercury vapor absorbs the UV. You can see the shadow of the mercury vapor coming out of the tooth. If you touch the tooth, well, first of all, it always outgasses. It's constantly outgassing mercury. If you touch the tooth or heat the tooth up, such as with hot coffee, the mercury comes out like in billowing clouds of mercury, and you're absorbing this into your tissues. They also have x-rays of animals that have had amalgam fillings, and they show which tissues the mercury accumulates in. So dental amalgam, if you have dental amalgam, this is going to be your primary source of mercury exposure. Get rid of it. I had mine drilled out, and when I had the filling removed, the first thing I noticed is my jaw actually felt lighter. And let me tell you, this is not, I didn't go to the trouble of having that filling removed just because I heard that mercury was bad. Actually, I've experienced nerve damage on this side of my face, right by where the filling is. All within 1 or 2 centimeters of this amalgam filling on this side of my face. Number one, I have a vein valve in my face that's bad. I have gums receding on this side, and also have poor nerve control, poor muscle control on this side of my face. So for those three reasons, I had the filling removed. And when I think about people who have mouth full of amalgam, I mean, they must be suffering significant brain damage. Putting mercury in a child's mouth, dentist, I'm talking to you, is a crime against humanity. It is a sin. Do not put mercury in a child's mouth. It's known to be neurotoxic. What is wrong with you people? You with your mercury and fluoride, you are scum. Any dentist who still puts mercury and fluoride in children's mouths is a piece of trash. You need to lose your license to practice dentistry. And people are waking up to it. So listen, parents, if your dentist uses mercury or fluoride, find a new dentist. Stop buying the high fructose corn syrup. Don't shoot your kids up with vaccines that contain mercury. It's okay to read a label. You don't have to be a scientist or a degreed expert in academia to read a label and think, wow, maybe I don't need this. You know, you can read those vaccine inserts. Take control, empower yourself. You don't need to bow down to this so-called authority of academia and medicine. Establishment medicine is a business just like anything else, with ulterior motives, and they exploit and they take advantage of people. They're out there to make money, and you don't have to turn yourself into a revenue stream for them. You don't have to subjugate yourself to their authority. You can read a label, just like you can read a label on your beverage. You can read a vaccine insert, and you can make your dollars count by not patronizing dentists and doctors who poison you. So I hope some people will listen to this and realize that, you know, if you're seeing the corn syrup industry propaganda where they say, oh, it's just sugar. I remember seeing these commercials, not that I watch TV, but I don't know where I ran into this stupid commercial where somebody says, I heard corn syrup's bad for you. And then, you know, the smart mom says, oh, it's just sugar. Why is it bad for you? You know, and then the other guy goes, well, oh, I don't know. I guess it's not bad for me. Well, no, it's sugar plus a bunch of chemicals, including mercury. And so it's contaminated. You don't want to get your food from a factory or a lab. Get your food from natural sources, plants and animals. This is what we've been doing for thousands of years. And now industry and science thinks they know better. They don't. Pathetic. All right, well, I hope this helps at least some people to understand why this stuff's been in the news. And we dig a little bit deeper and give you some more information that you can use.